The previously unheard-of United Texas Tea Party isn't the only fishy thing about this mailer, according to Tea Party activist Katrina Pearson. The mailer shows Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst alongside Tea Party-backed candidates like Attorney General candidate Ken Paxton and Agriculture Commissioner candidate Sid Miller. That's despite the fact that most Tea Party groups back Dewhurst's opponent, State Senator Dan Patrick.
And the reason why this, you know, we started looking at this closely is because it gave the illusion that the United Texas Tea Party mailer was a collaboration of several tea parties in Texas, and it turns out that that simply was not the case.
The mailer doesn't include a website, email, phone number, or even the usual political disclaimer of who paid for it, and it arrived just days before the election. Shocking, right? Not really, says Quorum Report editor Harvey Kronberg.
Pretty much every general election in Tarrant County, you're going to see mailers or door hangers in African-American districts informing them that election day is a different day than it actually is. You're going to have candidates being promoted in the wrong districts.
Just because it's common doesn't mean Tea Party leaders can't get mad anyway. Pearson says a mail fraud complaint has been filed while she and others continue to search for the mailer's creator.
This isn't the first time that a candidate or a group has tried to co-opt the Tea Party name. However, this is the first time that it's been done on such a massive scale. It's suggested that this mail piece was probably about $500,000. Or at least $250,000.
But Harvey Kronberg says over the years, many of these anonymous mailers remain anonymous. And even if the backer is outed, not much happens.
Eventually, the individual or group is identified, usually after the election, and then there's somebody files a complaint with the local district attorney or the ethics commission. It rarely produces anything other than a slap on the wrist.
And in a lieutenant governor runoff that's featured questions about one candidate's mental health, name calling, and reporting on a suicide attempt, a misleading mailer appears kind of quaint. Ben Philpott, KUT News.